אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
That's right. Australian Jewry woke up last Wednesday to a new dawn of peace in the Middle East with Israel formally signing historic normalization deals with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. The White House ceremony, attended by Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and foreign ministers of all three countries, occurred, but in true Israeli fashion, it started an hour late. Donald Trump said, "We're here to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the new dawn of the new Middle East," stating that for generations, the people of the Middle East have been held back by old conflicts, quote, lies that the Jews and Arabs were enemies. Trump said Israel, UAE, and Bahrain would establish embassies, exchange ambassadors, and work together in many sectors, from tourism to healthcare and security. Benjamin Netanyahu declared, "This day is a pivot of history, and it couldn't happen at a more poignant time." He said, "This week, of course, is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and what a blessing this is."
It is really an historic moment. Growing up in Israel, we never imagined this will come. I mean, this is like Messiah days, to have peace with all these Arab countries. Amazing, amazing. And there was an Aussie boy, it's not a boy anymore, a Jewish Aussie guy that was involved.
Yes, Tal Becker grew up in Melbourne. He made Aliyah at the age of 22. Then he became a legal advisor to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. And he not only assisted with the establishment of this peace arrangement, but he's been working heavily on the agreement as well with the UAE, Bahrain, and also for many years, of course, with Israel and Palestinians. He was among the team of Israeli negotiators that secured this deal that just happened last Wednesday, and he told us from Israel before flying to Washington that the agreement is unbelievably promising. He said the foreign ministry has essentially been cultivating this relationship with the UAE for some 20 years. So he says, although it seems like it has just been a sudden breakthrough, it's the culmination of a whole process came to fruition last week.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. On a different topic, there was a report on Nine's current affairs show about Jewish Care Victoria. What is the controversy about it?
Yeah, so Jewish Care Victoria says allegations on the current affair program about mistreatment of elderly residents at its aged care homes are, quote, inaccurate and misleading. It showed on September the 9th, the program publicized allegation made by Raphael Druchlich, whose late father Ephraim had been a resident at Gary Smorgon House. The program reported claims by an independent nurse made to the Aged Care Royal Commission about conditions there, including dirty feeding tubes, incorrectly fitted pressure stockings, and other issues. According to a current affair, Strocklick made repeated complaints about the alleged mistreatment of his father, who moved into the facility when he was 92. However, after Strocklick allegedly fired verbal abuse at staff and made anti-Semitic comments, he was banned and reportedly did not have visiting rights to his father for 5 months. He continued to email Jewish Care CEO Bill Appleby, but denied being behind a Twitter account campaigning against the organization. Now, Appleby made a complaint to police, and in May, Strocklick was arrested and charged with stalking. And Jewish Care called the current affair report inaccurate and misleading in a statement last week and claimed Strocklick had, quote, a long history of threatening and offensive conduct towards our staff, management, and leadership. And I should just point out that Jewish Care Victoria is not affiliated in any way with Jewish Care in New South Wales.
Right, that's interesting. I think that a lot of people got upset when they saw that current affairs piece about Jewish Care Victoria. But of course, there is another side to the story, as you're saying. And the Australian ambassador to Israel is leaving, is coming back home to Australia.
Yes, Chris Cannon has officially returned to Canberra after spending more than 3 years as Australia's ambassador to Israel. And he took to Twitter to say it had been an honour and privilege to serve, adding, "Thank you to all those who have contributed in so many ways to our growing bilateral leadership." At the farewell party he hosted earlier this month, the diplomat said Israel was a hard place to leave, noting he will miss the chutzpah, the belief that anything is possible, the cultural buzz, of course the Tel Aviv beaches, and the sense of history in Jerusalem and vibrancy of the people. Reflecting on some of the major events to take place during his tenure, Cannon highlighted the visit of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to Israel for the Battle of Beersheba Centenary in 2017, increased cooperation on defence and cyber security, and Australia and Israel signing their first ever double tax treaty.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Rosh Hashanah. We are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. We are recording this interview just before Rosh Hashanah. And this Rosh Hashanah is with a difference. It's with a difference in Sydney. I know so many people are not going to shul this year. I know I'm one of them because I decided that there are more Orthodox people than me that would like to go. And the numbers are restricted. But in Melbourne, there are no services at all. The AJN this week is full of articles and recipes, that beautiful paper about Rosh Hashanah. And there is a very interesting article from Rabbi Yaakov Glassman that he has written in the AJN, Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, like never before.
Yes, that's right. So we have a 24-page Rosh Hashanah guide full of meaningful insights and also some humorous and funny sides people can enjoy. We have, of course, as you mentioned, Rabbi Glassman's insights. He says, though we in Jews in Melbourne are feeling it more than others with no high holy day synagogue services for the first time in the history of Victorian Jewry, and while many in Sydney will also be marking the new year at home, it behoves us all to reflect on the deeper meaning of Rosh Hashanah and on how we might experience these spiritually awesome days from the confines of our houses. He said spiritual growth does not always necessitate having to be inside a synagogue, and this year is an opportunity to experience that spiritual growth at home with people you love. And of course we have messages from politicians. We have a message from Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia. He said, "Our spiritual beliefs and lived traditions help shape the values that define who we are as people, and they provide certainty and inspiration in these uncertain times." He said, "This year, many Jewish Australians will not be able to gather together to mark the start of the High Holy Days as they usually do, but faith teaches us that we can be together in spirit even if we are physically apart. Shana Tova Umetuka."
That's lovely, and I would like to take the opportunity wishing you, Shane Dziatnik, Shana Tova Umetuka, a year of health and more health and better health. I think if we've got health, we've got everything in the coming year. And thanks so much for wonderful reports during the last 12 months. Shana Tova, Shane.
שנה טובה ניצה.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.